I'm Marco Werman with The World. Let's head back to Cleveland now for another update from the Republican National Convention. Before the convention started, there were concerns about protests and possible unrest. There have been protests in Cleveland, but happily things have remained pretty calm. My colleague Leo Hornack usually holds down The World's offices in London, but we sent him to Cleveland this week to give us his outsider's view of the convention. So what kind of protests have you seen? And I'm curious, Leo, is Black Lives Matter present at the convention?
If you just step outside the security barriers, there have been scattered protests by Black Lives Matter, but they're generally outnumbered by other anti-Trump protesters. There was one group that I bumped into yesterday, a group from New York, a Black Lives Matter group of about 10 activists. They were amongst maybe 200 other anti-Trump protesters.
So what is the specific message they are trying to send, the small group of Black Lives Matter protesters?
Well, the message is very similar to what we've heard before, that police killings of young Black men, overwhelmingly men, must end and are going unaccounted for. But what's interesting is when I met up with this group of Black Lives Matter activists, led by a guy from New York called Hawk Newsom, he told me that in fact his plan was to change the message and to add a new message, a really surprising one to me as an outsider. His message was, "I ain't voting," and he had that on his t-shirt. You know, coming from Britain, where we've heard about the civil rights movement for decades, as I understood previously, the centerpiece of that movement was trying to make sure that all races had the right to vote, to exercise their democratic rights. This was something dramatically different. His argument was that if Black people in America withhold their vote from the two major parties, those parties will have to start competing for it. And that message, of course, goes overwhelmingly in his mind to the Democratic Party, to Hillary. Here's what he told me this morning in Cleveland.
Neither party has stepped to the forefront and made Black Lives Matter a priority. Hillary Clinton has been traveling, she's been promoting herself, and she has the votes of millions of African Americans in her hands. The problem is we are settling, and what we want right now is our fair share of justice.
Interesting point of view. Compete for our vote. Earn it. Leo, you're in essence our foreign correspondent watching this classic American spectacle and now a spectacle on steroids. What have you found surprising in this whole dynamic between the Black Lives Matter activists outside and what's going on inside the convention center itself?
What's really struck me yesterday when I was watching Rudy Giuliani's speech, he spent a huge amount of his speech talking about how police are not corrupt, how the police are the heroes of America. And that all of that, I felt, was an implicit answer to the protests of people like Hawk Newsom, who you just heard. What really struck me, though, was how this has, in some ways, parallels but differences with Britain. In 2011, I was living in London at the time of the London riots. Cities across the country went up in flames, and that was sparked by a very similar incident in the east of London. A young Black man was shot dead by police. The police alleged he was armed. Other people argued with that. And protests in response to that killing and anger spiraled to an extent that the city started to burn. What I've been really struck by is how it's gone in. It goes in a different direction in this country, or it's so far it has gone in a different direction, that these killings have generated a political movement that is actually interested in demonstrating outside Donald Trump's convention center or in addressing a message to Hillary Clinton. In other words, it's a movement which is still very much engaged with mainstream political parties. And that's something that we never saw in our country in 2011.
Well, a different direction perhaps than the London and UK in 2011, but there is the backdrop of those awful shootings of police officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge and the seemingly incessant killings of Black men by police. My colleague Leo Hornack in Cleveland giving us his outsider's eyes on the Republican National Convention. Thanks for your time today, Leo.
No problem, Marco. Thank you.